With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The 1990s was littered with some truly huge movie moments from start to end. I mean, this was the decade when Star Wars returned to cinemas after a 16-year break, when Tom Hanks won back-to-back Oscars for Philadelphia and then Forrest Gump, and obviously when massive franchises like Jurassic Park, Toy Story, and The Matrix first got their starts. It was also the decade that spawned Batman and Robin, but you know what? Nobody's perfect, right? But still, as time has gone on, people have forgotten about some franchises and IPs that have just been left by the wayside. But not today, my friends. We're strapping on the tie-dye shirts and the bucket hats, heading out to Ibiza to take part in some raves as we celebrate the best of the 90s the only way we know how, and that is by making lists. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 massively underrated movies from the 1990s. Number 10, Mimic. While the production troubles suffered by 1997's Mimic mean that the film is not as good as it could have been, it's nonetheless a worthy addition to Guillermo del Toro's unique filmography. Following a group of survivors who must combat a species of insects that have evolved to mimic humans, the film flopped at the box office and received a mixed critical reception, but you know what? Do not let this turn you off. The picture features just enough of that signature del Toro weirdness to elevate it above your average horror fare, with excellent creature design and an impressively cinematic atmosphere, especially considering the rather dull subway environments that the story takes place in. If for no other reason than to see Josh Brolin get eaten alive by a human-sized cockroach in a massive shower of blood, Mimic is a movie that you should definitely not miss. Number 9. Darkman. The Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trilogy propelled director Sam Raimi to worldwide acclaim, but that wasn't the first time that he dipped his toes into the superhero pond. Based on an original character created by Raimi after he failed to secure the cinematic rights to Batman and The Shadow, 1990's Darkman isn't a conventional comic book movie by any means. Liam Neeson's title character is less of a Stars and Stripes hero and more of a deranged vigilante, mercilessly hunting down the crooks responsible for his disfigured appearance. What's awesome about Darkman is that it's very much a Sam Raimi movie. It's gritty and violent, has gory makeup and effects, and packs in tons of those strange camera flourishes that are unmistakably his. There's a beauty in the horror, a fine balance that few directors can successfully pull off. Despite the insane popularity of superhero movies these days, Darkman is rarely discussed amongst movie fans of the genre. A cruel twist, considering that Raimi is one of the filmmakers who helped usher in the popularity of this genre in the first place. Definitely go check out the original, but please, for the love of God, ignore the director video sequels. Number 8. Heavenly Creatures. Believe it or not, but Peter Jackson did actually make movies before Lord of the Rings, and some pretty good ones at that. His 1994 thriller Heavenly Creatures stars a fresh-faced Kate Winslet in her feature debut, and tells the real-life story of the 1954 Parker Hume murder case, in which two teenage girls formed a plan to kill one of their mothers. At face value, it sounds like it's going to be one of those straightforward thrillers that we've all seen a thousand times, but because Jackson is obviously a fantasy lover at heart, he infuses the movie with some refreshing touches, like a sequence in which Pauline, one of the girls, imagines herself in an alternate world in order to escape the boredom of having sex with a boy. It is very, very weird, but somehow it kind of works. The film received Oscar nominations, critical acclaim, and was a darling on the festival circuit, but none of that goodwill translated into financial success, and it ultimately flopped hard. Combined with the fact that people seem to forget Jackson's pre-Lord of the Rings career, and Heavenly Creatures has vanished into obscurity over the years, but it is very much worth rediscovering. Number 7. The Cable Guy. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Liar Liar, The Mask, Dumb and Dumber. Undeniably, Jim Carrey was at the height of his funny man powers throughout the 1990s. And yet, one of his comedy movies from around this time just doesn't seem to get the love that it deserves. Now, people will always name one of the aforementioned flicks before bringing up The Cable Guy, which stars Carrey as Ernie Chip Douglas, the titular serviceman who slowly becomes obsessed with one of his customers. And yet, the movie has just as many huge laughs as any other Carrey movie. And even though Chip does come off as more than a little unlikable, it's this darker tone that makes The Cable Guy a special entry in the actor's back catalogue. The movie grossed over $100 million worldwide, so it's actually quite weird that people don't talk about it much anymore. But with Carrey currently enjoying a goofball renaissance with his role in the Sonic movies, there's never been a better time to revisit his most underrated comedy from the 90s golden age. Number 6. The Man in the Moon. Another feature debut for an Oscar-winning actress, 1991's The Man in the Moon was Reese Witherspoon's first big screen outing, and she got off to one hell of a start. The final film directed by Robert Mulligan, the man behind the 1962 classic To Kill a Mockingbird, The Man in the Moon is a touching coming-of-age story about two sisters competing for the affection of a handsome young man who happens to live next door. Now, admittedly, the story does hit most of the beats that you'd expect from this type of movie, but the predictability of the film is a minor quibble when compared to its superb performances, perfectly balanced tone, and beautiful rural setting, photographed with great precision by legendary cinematographer Freddie Francis. Witherspoon went on to do much bigger and arguably better things, so it's somewhat understandable that a small movie like this would fade into the depths of her IMDb page. However, this is a movie that was praised as one of the best of the year by renowned film critics, so it's absolutely worth seeking out. Number 5. Swingers. Before he was Happy Hogan in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, before he directed Iron Man, Elf, and Zathura, and before he was Pete Ultimate Fighting Champion Becker in Friends, Jon Favreau wrote and starred in a brilliant little movie called Swingers, released at the tail end of 1996. Alongside Vince Vaughn, Heather Graham, and Ron Livingston, Favreau stars as Mike Peters, a struggling actor slash comedian who's trying to make it big in LA while simultaneously coping with the end of his long-term relationship. It's a breezy comedy with huge feel-good vibes and an incredibly fun dynamic between Favreau and Vaughn. Interestingly, it also popularized the saying, "Vegas, baby, Vegas," meaning that most people probably know that phrase without being aware of what the movie originated from, which is utterly criminal. Number 4. Strange Days. 1991's Point Break is the movie that put Kathryn Bigelow on the map, setting her on a path to winning an Oscar for helming 2008's The Hurt Locker. But in the mid-90s, her career momentum hit a bit of a bump in the road with the release of Strange Days, a box office flop because it only made $8 million worldwide on a $42 million budget, and because it divided critics and audiences. However, the film is much better than its initial reception would lead you to believe. It was written and produced by James Cameron, you know, the guy who made Aliens, Terminator 2, Titanic, Avatar, and stars Ralph Fiennes as Lenny Nero, a dealer of black market tech that allows people to experience memories and sensations that they would otherwise be unable to. It's basically a slick sci-fi thriller with conspiracy elements and with awesome performances by Fiennes, alongside his co-star Angela Bassett. So what's not to like? Number 3. Mystery Men. Considering how much the superhero genre has exploded over the last two decades, Mystery Men feels like it was released way ahead of its time. Debuting in summer of 1999, this ridiculous comedy stars Ben Stiller, William H. Macy, and Hank Azaria as a team of misfit superheroes with some truly unusual powers. There's the fearsome Mr. Furious, whose main ability is getting angry and throwing tantrums, and he's joined by the mighty Blue Raja, who possesses the gift of accurate cutlery throwing, and who can forget the formidable Shoveler, a man with truly above-average shoveling skills. Blimey, the Avengers must be quaking in their bloody boots. With modern films like Deadpool and The Suicide Squad poking fun at the superhero genre and playing with its tropes, fans would absolutely devour Mystery Men if it was released today. Forget Zoolander 2, this is the older property that Stiller should have been trying to bring back. Number 2. Toy Soldiers. Is it any surprise that a movie from the writer of Jurassic Park, Mission Impossible, Panic Room, and Spider-Man is pretty damn entertaining? 1991's Toy Soldiers is one of the earliest flicks on Lord of the Rings star Sean Astin's filmography, revolving around a group of delinquent teenagers who chose to fight back against a gang of terrorists who've taken over their school. It's the machine gun-wielding Astin who steals the entire movie, with the young actor displaying the determination and spirit that made him such a great fit for Samwise Gamgee. He also gets to spit in the terrorist breakfast sandwiches when he brings them lunch, so there's extra bonus points for that as well. Now, there are obvious shades of Die Hard and Home Alone incorporated into the plot here, and while Toy Soldiers is neither as good nor as beloved as those two classics, it's a confidently made action thriller that takes a silly premise and treats it with a surprising amount of seriousness that leads to a highly enjoyable end product. And number one, Gattaca. Original sci-fi movies are a rare thing these days, and when we do get them, there's a high chance that unfortunately they'll bomb. I mean, see Ad Astra, Midnight Special, and Captive Status as an example for this. And this is exactly what happened to 1997's Gattaca, which only recouped about a third of its $36 million production budget. Nobody went to see it at the time, but thankfully, over the last two decades, admiration for this film has continued to grow. That said, it still isn't as widely known as it deserves to be, and so I have this to say to you, go and bloody watch this film! Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman lead this heady sci-fi flick, which was produced by Danny DeVito of all people. Hawke's character is Vincent Freeman, a man who lives in a futuristic society where children are created via genetic manipulation. These children are considered valids, while those that are conceived naturally are thought of as inferior and are forced into mundane jobs. It's a fascinating movie that explores some big topics through a sci-fi lens, supported by one of the best performances of Hawke's career, and it's capped off with an ending that will stick with you for a long, long time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.